And those who dedicate themselves to a belief will have to constantly escape the intolerance of those who have abandoned themselves in the civilized apathy. And not only corruption, but also generosity is prevented by a two-functional social system, avoiding all excesses. And why not to push to the limit all the possibilities to then withdraw to the minimal achievement and an initial struggle may settle for us a stable base or may as well leave us forever unstable. And stuck in the technical difficulty, we cannot but lose ourselves in the obstinacy of the machine. And when too many problems overload us, we should always try to remove rather than add a solution. And as much as optimism can be criticizable, we shall not criticize an optimistic method for reflection. As we punish worldly ambitions, we shall equally punish those that hinder spiritual ones. And melancholy is a new aura sinking us back into an older one that we can no longer resume. And the main struggle would be to free ourselves from the social enslavement, even temporarily, and there fulfill our willing. And our happiness lies in our natural expectations of every present moment. And those who get caught in the social commodities will always diminish the enthusiasm of those enjoying their free intuition. And our expectations should only be applied within our personal ground and through our spirituality alone. And one is never get to find anything valuable unless he can stream outside of the mainstream. And the easy critique downgrades our passionate journey in an instant, turning love into hate. And we may only look at historical examples in order to look forward at our future self. And the brighter is our feeling of the past, the stronger we project ourselves to the future. And it's always easier for other humans to rape the nature they have already been raping. And human hope diminishes in view of an artificiality they will never be able to get rid of. And our life will be what we believe it will be, even after we die. And it is only by going back to nature that we can regain our sanity. And in our desire to consolidate our temporary existences, we lose the eternity of our soul. And in the social indifference for any spiritual undertaking, we should always prioritize our own intellectual survival. And only the life of the ascetic can be a pure enough portal to filter the mundane through the divine and vice versa. And we can communicate to others only by deploying all the media that those others communicate with. And in our struggle for beauty, we will at last succeed to reach an ultimate beauty. And violence is sometimes required to break out of the apathy society so much accustomed us with. And at times, agitation may be a necessary component to awake us in our limiting comfort. And there is time to act, and there is time to rest, and we shall not abuse in either of the two, but keep them both to the limits. And despite all the bad energy to get rid of any authority, we ought to move along with the guidance of a non-established authority. And just when life could be so peaceful, our nature sets in for another traumatizing revolution. And we ought to take things as they come and make the most of it out of the skills we have learned to master. And genius lie behind the curtains of a human ambition that do not mean to gain any spirituality through it. And the words of truth can only be spoken through the flames of our passion. And we ought to aliment our passions in order for us not to go in a hibernation that only artificiality can heat. And if we are not allowed to manifest ourselves from the inside, we shall do it from the outside, and vice versa. And our pilgrimage will perpetually take us away from any material form and bring us closer to a spiritual ground. And as the dominant power gets wounded, our pity might reverse onto it, and thus slowly rehearsing the alternation of dominances. And any attempt to establish our surplus will only guarantee our D-plus, threatening the very base of our being. And we may easily get caught in the solving of puzzles that are far from being related to any existential question. And we can try to plan and predict the future, but the unexpected will always have us to ultimately improvise. And how are we supposed to go down to the particular when the general completely lacks any frame? And the constraints we put around us may in fact prevent us from indulging into a sinful exaggeration. And just a bit of solar warmth, and we suspend our cold plans with an instant of love. And we can only pursue our willing of sublime beauty in a state that is neither too oppressed nor too free. And we strive to regulate to details a reality which we then open up to a broader dimension. And social division decreases an energy which could otherwise spark in a communal exchange. And any attempt to beauty is limited from the start by the very limits imposed by society to keep control. And we are to gain our freedom back from society if we are to renounce to the securities it guarantees us. And we may naturally be able to look after ourselves, but we won't be able to look after what others may inflict to us artificially. movement is fundamental to circulate a stagnation that can barely renew within. And only through abstinence we can survive the overdoses characteristics of every mindset. And through the construction of an absolute beauty, we can at least render an absolute truth. And no matter what, our way to the divine will always be a confrontation with the devil. And the more we proceed to a mirage, the more the content it reflects seems to get further. And it may be suddenly dark as much as it may be suddenly light once again. And it is not really a matter of getting tempted, but a matter of avoiding to indulge in such temptation. And we may at last be able to cross what has always been a burial, but the connection might not last for long. And we exhaust our genius, almost unaware that we can also cultivate it.